This is City Lights on WABE at Latter's Choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes. Tony Award-winning director Kenny Leon is back from the Berkshires and headed for Broadway with a revival of Children of a Lesser God, but he is not home to rest. Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company just opened Holler If You Hear Me, a musical based on the songs and poetry of Tupac Shakur. Mr. Leon joins us now, along with his longtime colleague and friend, Todd Kreidler. Welcome back to City Lights.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Well, great to have you here. Yeah. Now, the show began life on Broadway in 2014. Please take us back through its history.
Well, Holler If You Hear Me. We're on Broadway, and I must. I just dragged Todd along with me today because we were working on the show here in Atlanta. So I said, "You're going on Lois's show with me, and we're just going to chat it up." So Todd probably can tell you the best arc to the beginning of that.
It was actually your fault. You brought this to me. Kenny was working with a producer that was interested in taking the music. And this producer, Eric Gold, had been working for a long time. In fact, I recall when I was working with August Wilson, he spoke to August about it. So it was it had a long gestation before even Kenny and then I got involved. And so it was Kenny who said, I'm doing this Tupac musical. And he goes, I think you should write it. And I said, really? I said, man, you could have anybody in the country write this. And, you know, he can explain why he asked me to write it, but I can tell you the first thing I did, I was a fan of Tupac's, largely because of August. He had...
I should add, you were August Wilson's dramaturg.
Correct, yes.
No small accomplishment, especially for a very young man.
Yes, and I was working with August on King Henry II about 16 years ago, and I had done six cities and had gone from Mr. Wilson to August over that time. And we were arriving on Broadway and early in rehearsals. We were having breakfast and we were talking about Tupac came up. And August said, he said, man, you know, Tupac's song, Dear Mama, man, you know, he said, man, about his mother and blah, 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 blah. And he says, man, by the look of you, man, you don't know the song. And I said, yeah, August, I know the song. He said, no, man, but you don't really know what I'm talking about, man. You don't really know it. And he got upset. He's like, you don't know Dear Mama. So we were at the Edison Cafe, and he jumped up, paid the bill, bolted out the door, crossed the street was Virgin Records. He went downstairs, didn't say another word to me, flipped through the CDs, grabbed a CD, checked out. We walked out the door, and he handed me Tupac's Me Against the World. And I said, thanks, August. I appreciate this. He still didn't say anything to me. I said, thanks, man. So then we started to walk to rehearsal, and in walking to rehearsal, we walked past the hotel, the Edison Hotel, and he stopped. And he looked at me and said, where are you going? I said, man, we got rehearsal at Second Stage. This is Broadway. I mean, I couldn't wait to get to rehearsal, you know? And he goes, no, man, you're not going anywhere, man. He said, man, you go up to your room, man, and you listen to that music, man. I don't want to see your face, man, until you listen to that music, because there's nothing in your life that's not contained in that music. He's like, that will touch every aspect, from your ideas about love and politics and your family. And he said, there's a whole world in that music, man. I want you to find that out before you come back to rehearsal. So I diligently went up to my room. You know, room 749 at the Edison Hotel. And that was a Sony Discman, right? This is 2001, no iPod yet. And I diligently listened to Me Against the World about 10 times. And so if you fast forward from that moment, 7 or 8 years later, Kenny Leon has me doing this musical. I get a FedEx box with 21 CDs, a book of poetry, and go write a musical using Tupac's music and lyrics. I took out my yellow tablet, and the first thing I wrote down is, Dear Mama will be in this musical. That's all I knew about this thing.
Well, we have a clip. Let's listen to a little bit of it now.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids.
And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand.
The plan is to show you I'll understand. So you've got this universe in these lyrics that August Wilson made sure you understood, Todd.
You know, it was just to tie to August Wilson and to Tupac. I think when I started True Colors Theater Company in Atlanta, one of the first people that I was talking to at the time was Afeni Shakur, which was Tupac's mother. And she was thinking about building an art center here to honor her son. And she reached out to me, and she wanted my advice. She kind of wanted me to help to start the art center, but I was starting True Colors at the same time. And I said, well, I'll just work with you as a consultant on this idea. And through that experience, we became really good friends and talked about the idea of, you know, if her son's catalog would eventually become a Broadway musical. And I said, yeah, I don't think it could be autobiographical. I think it should focus on his artistry. And she said, absolutely, because he wrote every single day, you know.
He was a poet.
And he was brilliant. And like someone said to me, you know, there was Dr. King and there's Tupac. Not to offend anyone, but Tupac and Dr. King, they were doing the same thing. They just had different audiences. Hmm. You know, and when I look at it that way, it's like he had something to say, and he was writing about the people around him. And we were working on Radio Golf for Broadway, and I needed a song at the end of the play because the main character leaves his political career to devote it to his community, and I wanted the song "Me Against the World," a song by Tupac. And, you know, of course, the music industry is like, oh, no, that'll be millions of dollars. And so I reached out to Afeni, and she's like, she made it possible for us to do that with no charge. So the last song that you hear in our production of Radio Golf on Broadway is Tupac's Me Against the World as the lead character joins the community.
Now, Kenny, are you still in touch with her?
She passed away last year.
She passed away.
Yeah, she was great. So we do this, and you know, she was there for the Broadway production, and basically with tears in her eyes, and you know, you guys did my boy right, and that means a lot. So you know, to do it again in Atlanta after a relatively short run in New York, it was great to have an opportunity to introduce the play to a wider audience. And as we are finding out through the previews, I mean, we packed houses last night and the night before, people, a diverse group of people, find this to be touching, moving, powerful, life-changing. And in many ways, it's more timely today than it was when we did it on Broadway.
Yeah.
And people are shouting and screaming. And I also encourage people to get their tickets, not because... just because we're gonna have to close it October 8th, and it's just one of those. It's probably my best directorial work to date, and I've done a lot of things. You know, I've done Broadway, I've done live musical television events, but this is really meaningful. We've also integrated the students from Atlanta University Center, so we have professional actors. We have young people in the play who wrote their own poetry that we've integrated that at the end to complement Tupac's poetry and his songs, you know. So it's really a musical fable about peace in the world. And it's you know, and it's beautiful, and it's using all of the Tupac's lyrics that he left us, but we've constructed in a way, and Todd has done a brilliant job of putting these words in the mouths of everyday people. So he put those words in the mouth, dear mama, in the mouth of a son that's struggling with life, but he loves his mother, you know. He put the words of Me Against the World in the mouths of two people who are in love. and where the man is feeling like it's I'm just fighting this alone, and she reminds me, you got me, I'm fighting it with you, you know. So it's really a universal piece. Matthew Head, who does all the music for Oprah's network on Greenleaf, he's composing the music. Jarrett Grimes, who is the best tap dancer in the world and an extraordinary choreographer, is choreographing some dope choreography. So it's really just this is a musical that has everything.
Well, Todd, you wrote the book for the musical in 2014. It is not a biography.
No.
Tupac. tell us about the storyline.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that was, as Kenny said, it was important to Afeni, and I think Kenny and I arrived at that independently because I recall hearing about wanting to do his story, and I know a lot of people come to thinking of that, and I personally was like, you know, I didn't find that personally interesting, and I, for many reasons, because I thought when you get into Tupac's life, you get overwhelmed by East Coast, West Coast, and the end of his life and the controversy, and I felt like that consumed what I think is the moral philosophy that's embedded in the work, and he shares that with August. So I wanted to bring that to light. I wanted to bring the ideas and attitudes and the, quote, contradictions he was always accused of was perfect dramatic material for me because I put that in the mouths of different characters. So the story is about a friendship. So it's a friendship. A man returns to his community after being imprisoned for 6 years for killing someone. He returns back to the community. He wants to leave all of his old life behind. And he has, you know, he's estranged from his girlfriend, from his best friend. And then there's a new friendship born. So it's all about, you know, there's a level that it's all about, instead of setting this in Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Cleveland, I did say it was the Midwest because I wanted it no East Coast, no West Coast, but really it's set on a place we call our block, which is our fabled, you know, post-industrial, you know, city neighborhood. And we use songs like You Heard Dear Mama, where my plan is to show you that I understand. There's a whole storyline with, as Kenny said, a character who plans to show his mother he understands what she just, you know, share with him. So that's how the whole thing, it's you know, it's a big story, but I think it centers around the friendship and the possibility of change.
Since 2014, when the show opened on Broadway, brutality and deaths multiplied in Ferguson and beyond, along with the emergence of the Black Lives Matter movement. So now in 2017, has the message of this play intensified?
Yeah, I think one thing I like to keep straight is like this play is not just dealing with those issues that are confronted by groups like Black Lives Matter, and it's not just about police treatment of black men. It's really a fable that embraces universal themes. You know, it's about one's need to be loved. One needs to have love from parents. It's about love and community. It's about saving the next generation to make this a peaceful planet. So all those type of issues hit us today in terms of the political climate, the social climate. It's like, you know, this earth, you know, if we don't take care of it, it won't be around. And we have to take care of it in a lot of different ways. You know, the earth itself, and then the people in it and how we relate to each other. It's a musical reminding us all that if we connect to the love, it's a much better planet.
If you're just joining us, this is City Lights. Our guests are director Kenny Leon and Todd Kreidler, who was dramaturg to August Wilson, associate artistic director at True Colors. They'll tell us more about the Tupac musical, Holler If You Hear Me, after a short break.
Support for WABE comes from UGA's Terry College of Business, host of the Terry Third Thursday Breakfast Speaker Series at Terry College's Buckhead Center. September 21st speaker is Clarence Gooden, former president of CSX, terry.uga.edu. and from Comcast Business. Comcast is building a gig speed network providing small businesses across the country with the opportunity to dream gig. Learn more at dreamgig.com. Comcast Business, built for business.
This is City Lights on WABE at Lattice Choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes here with Kenny Leon and Todd Kreidler. Atlanta-based True Colors Theater Company is performing Holler If You Hear Me, a musical based on the songs and poetry of rapper Tupac Shakur. What do you think it is about Tupac's lyrics that rise above what we typically think of as gangster rap and that could inspire a Broadway musical? Because there are people who, you know, just may be superficially acquainted that may have a different impression.
Well, I love that audience. In fact, from the whole title of this show to me, Holler If You Hear Me, is about taking the music to some people, for some of our audience, from Holler to Hear Me. It's about that. I mean, that's exactly, was one of the, you know, as I told Kenny, sort of my imaginary audience was, you know, Ms. Shakur was always in my audience. But next to her was my mother, who, you know, had to Google Tupac when I took this on. She knew zero, zip, nothing. And to see her during one of our first workshops to be just blown away by the power of his work. And now she's a fan, and, you know, she'll, and she sees the world different because of being exposed to this music. And wow. I say that if you want to look at the density, the content, it's you really have to start comparing him with Shakespeare. And certainly that's how I treated the material. I worked very hard to not cut and make it a pastiche to fit my story. I tried to work inside out. So I tried very hard to grow all of the storylines and all of the elements from inside the lyrics out. And when I did make some minor cuts, it was just cutting out biographical material because I didn't want to reference his life or specific instances. But lyrically, it stands apart because I can tell you when I first did this, the first thing I did was those 21 CDs, I printed up all the lyrics, and I had two phone book size, if people remember phone books, size binders of his lyrics, hundreds of songs, 300 or 400 songs and 400 poems. And it was funny, some of his songs, you would have other MCs, other lyricists, and I got to where I could glance and I could immediately, no disrespect to the other folks that did songs with him, but I could immediately distinguish the lyrics because the dexterity and the depth and the, you know, the use of dialectic is amazing. It's just, it's totally a standout. I think he stands heads above, you know, and I'm I love the art form outside of him, but I feel like, again, he's sort of like the Shakespeare to the art form. It's
well, let's hear a little bit of the title song. We have a clip, a slightly edited clip of Holler If You Hear Me. It's got to be FCC friendly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Holler if you hear me. Turn it up, let it start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts and jacking marks. And the punk police can't fake me a minute. We can have peace someday, G. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the block, dead up. Cause it's time to make the payback back to my brothers on the block. Better stay black and accept no substitutes. I bring truth to the youth, tear the roof of the whole school. Home blow, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case you can't see us, while we burn the other week. Now we got him in a smash.
A rallying cry, to say the least.
You know, Rob Dimery, Atlanta actor.
I got to tell you, I was so excited when I saw he was in this cast because Fetch Clay Make Man was one of my favorite True Colors productions. And that actor was Muhammad Ali. He is extraordinary. And he plays John, the lead.
plays the lead character. He's really incredible.
He's phenomenal. He's amazing.
Dee Woods is in it, and was
Garrett.
Garrett, Rob, it's a great ensemble, you know, it's a great ensemble.
You mentioned your producer, Eric Gold,
yes,
for the Broadway show. He has said that you were just in the wrong moment for Holler If You Hear Me. This thing called Hamilton came along in 2015, you know, making good use of rap. And what do you hope for this show now? Now, is this your moment?
Well, I think there are no accidents in life. You know, I feel like it's like Harry Belafonte said to me, he said, you have to remember you're presenting Afrocentric work on a Eurocentric stage when you do things on Broadway. And, you know, and Ben, I'm on the Tony Administration Committee, so I love the Broadway community. I'm a part of that community. But we still have a long way to go in terms of diversity and inclusion. That's just a part of it. And I'm one of the biggest fans of Hamilton, you know, and it's great. But Hamilton is a much easier story for America to embrace. You know, you're dealing with the lyrics of Tupac Shakur. Sometimes it's a lightning rod for different groups, you know. So we still have some racism in America and a clash of cultures, you know. So I thought that our time for this play in on Broadway, it was when it was supposed to be there, and it ran the length of time it was supposed to be there. Now we have an opportunity to give it to a larger audience. We were saying the other day, like Saul Williams played it in New York, and he has sort of officially stamped this production. You know, Saul Williams, a great, amazing American poet, you know, so he's connected to it. And I connected the cast from the Broadway production with the cast here. So there's a synergy between those groups of people. So we're supposed to. And I think after this production, I think the life of the play will be even bigger. So I think you'll probably see this somewhere else, either in other cities or either on the movie screen or somewhere.
Kenny Leon is a Tony Award-winning director, actor, golfer, and founder of True Colors Theater Company. Todd Kreidler is dramaturg par excellence, writer, and surprise guest this morning.
Absolutely. Amazing writer.
Holler If You Hear Me is playing at the Southwest Fulton Arts Center through October 8th. It's such a joy to hear you speak with passion for what's on stage and your belief in the power of theater to bring us all together.
Absolutely. Come soon. Come soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lois.